弟兄姐妹平安，很高兴又可以来到这里跟大家一起擘饼纪念主。
Peace, brothers and sisters. I'm so glad I'm here to have a partake the table meeting with you to remember our Lord.
我们感谢主，弟兄开始带领我们所唱的这首诗歌。
Praise the Lord for the son our brother led us.
希望大家现在还记得这首诗歌的名字。
I hope you remember the title of the song.
我不敢稍微失败。
I dare not be defeated.
诗歌最后一段当中有一句说到
The last stanza, one sentence it mentioned,
使我做个得胜者，得胜一直到底。
Make me an overcomer, a victor to the last.
因为是个得胜者，所以我不敢失败。
Because I'm a victor, I dare not be defeated.
我不仅不敢失败，而且呢，我们要不断的能够来得胜，要得胜一直到底。
Not only I dare not be defeated, but also we can win victory and then a victor to the last.
这就是今天我要跟大家所交通的负担，就是从得胜到得胜。
This is the burden I'd like to share today. It's from victory to victory.
所以下面我们一起来读一点圣经，都在约书亚记当中。
Now let's read some scriptures all in the book of Joshua.
好，第一处在约书亚记第六章。
First is Joshua, chapter 6.
约书亚记第六章十五到第十九节。
Book of Joshua, chapter 6, verse 15 to 19.
第七日清早黎明的时候，他们起来，照样绕城七次，唯独这日把城绕了七次。到了第七次，祭司吹角的时候，约书亚吩咐百姓说：“呼喊吧，因为耶和华已经把城交给你们了。”这城和其中所有的都要在耶和华面前毁灭，只有妓女拉合与他家中所有的可以存活，因为他隐藏了我们所打发的使者。至于你们，务要谨慎，不可取那当灭的物，恐怕你们取了那当灭的物，就连累以色列的全营，使全营受咒诅。唯有金子、银子和铜铁的器皿都要归耶和华为圣，必入耶和华的库中。
But it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early, about the dawning of the day, and marched around the city seven times in the same manner. On that day only, they marched around the city seven times. And the seventh time it happened, when the priest blew the trumpet, and Joshua said to the people, Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. Now the city shall be doomed by the Lord to destruction, it and all who are in it. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all who are with her in the house.Because she hid the messengers that we sent. And you, by all means, abstain from the accursed things, lest you become accursed when you take of the accursed things, and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of bronze and iron are consecrated to the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord.
第七章第一节到第五节。
Chapter 7, verse 1 to 5.
第七章一到五节，以色列人在当灭的物上犯了罪，因为犹大支派中谢拉的曾孙撒迪的孙子加米的儿子亚干取了当灭的物，耶和华的怒气就向以色列人发作。当下约书亚从耶利哥打发人往伯特利东边靠近伯亚文的爱城去，主吩咐他们说，你们上去窥探那地，他们就上去窥探爱城。他们回到约书亚那里，对他说，众民不必都上去，只要两三千人上去就能攻取爱城，不必劳累众民都去，因为那里的人少。于是民中约有三千人上那里去，竟在爱城的面前逃跑了。爱城的人击杀了他们三十六人，从城门前追赶他们，直到四八零，在下坡杀败他们，众民的心就消化如水。
Chapter 7, verse 1 to 5. But the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things. For Achan the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, the tribe of Judah, took the accursed things. So the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Aven, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, Go up and spy out the country.So the man went up and spied out Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said to him, Do not let all the people go up. But let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Do not weary all the people there, for the people of Ai are few. So about 3,000 men went up there from the people, but they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai struck down about 36 men, for they chased them from before as far as Shebron, and struck them down on the slope. Therefore, the hearts of the people melted and became like water.
接下来第10节到第13节。
Verse 10 to 13.
耶和华吩咐约书亚说：“起来，你为何这样俯伏在地呢？ 以色列人犯了罪，违背了我所吩咐他们的约，取了当灭的物，又偷窃，又行诡诈，又把那当灭的物放在他们的家具里。因此，以色列人在仇敌面前站立不住，他们在仇敌面前转被逃跑，是因成了被咒诅的。他们若不把当灭的物从你们中间除去，我就不与你们同在了。” 你起来，叫百姓自洁，对他们说：“你们要自洁，预备明天，因为耶和华以色列的神这样说：以色列啊，你们当中有当灭的物，你们若不除掉，在仇敌面前必站立不住。”
So the Lord said to Joshua, "Get up! Why do you thus lay thus on your face? Israel have sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them. For they have even taken some of the accursed things, and have both stolen and deceived, and they have also put it among their own stuff. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they have become doomed to destruction. Neither will I be with you anymore, unless you destroy the accursed things among you. Get up, sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourself tomorrow, because thus says the Lord, God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in your midst, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemy until you have taken away the accursed things from among you."
16节到21节。
Verse 16 to 21.
于是约书亚清早起来，使以色列人按着支派进前来，取出的是犹大支派，使犹大支派进前来，就取了谢拉的宗族，使谢拉的宗族按着加士人丁，一个一个的进前来，取出的是撒底。 使撒底的家世按着人丁一个一个的进前来，就取出了犹大支派的人谢拉的曾孙撒底的孙子加米的儿子雅干。约书亚对雅干说：“我儿，我劝你将荣耀归给耶和华以色列的神，在他面前认罪，将你所做的事告诉我，不要向我隐瞒。”雅干回答约书亚说：“我实在得罪了耶和华以色列的神，我所做的事如此如此。我在所夺的财物中看见一件美好 好的四拿衣服，二百色克勒银子，一条金子重50色克勒，我就贪爱这些物件，便拿去了。现今藏在我帐篷内的地里，银子在衣服底下。” So
Joshua rose early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes. And the tribe of Judah was taken. He brought the claim of Judah, and he took the family of Zerahites. And he brought the family of the Zerahites man by man, and Zebedi was taken. Then he brought the household man by man, and Achan son of Carmi, the son of Zebedi, the son of Zerah, and the tribe of Judah was taken. Now Joshua said to Achan, "My son, I beg you, give glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession to him, and tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me." And Achan answered Joshua, said, "Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and this is what I have done. When I saw among the spoils a beautiful Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them. And there they are hidden in the earth in the midst of my tent, with the silver under it."
最后我们来看24节到26节。
Lastly, verse 24 to 26.
约书亚和以色列众人把谢拉的曾孙雅干和那银子、那件衣服、那条金子，并雅干的儿女、牛、驴、羊、帐篷，以及他所有的，都带到雅各谷去。约书亚说：“你为什么连累我们呢？今日耶和华必叫你受连累。” 于是以色列众人用石头打死他，将石头扔在其上，又用火焚烧他所有的。众人在雅干身上堆成一大堆石头，直存到今日。于是耶和华转意，不发他的烈怒，因此那地方名叫雅各谷，直到今日。
Then Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, the silver, the garment, the wedge of gold, his sons, his daughters, his oxen, his donkeys, and his sheep, his tent, and all that he had. And they brought them to the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, Why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you this day. So all Israel stoned him with stones, and they burned them with fire after they have stoned them with stones. Then they raised over him a great heap of stones, still there to this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Therefore the name of that place has been called the Valley of Achor to this day.
我们开始所读的圣经是以色列人刚进迦南地所发生的事情。
The scripture we just read is happened when the Israel just out of Egypt and enter Canaan.
我们知道那时候以色列人百姓在摩西的带领下面从埃及为奴之地出来。
We know the Israelites under the guidance of Moses, they were out of their slave land, Egypt.
他们蒙神的拯救，从一切的捆绑当中、世界的权势当中被拯救出来。
By the grace of God, they were brought out from the bondage of sins.
之后，他们经过旷野，过了约旦河，进入了神所应许他们的迦南地。
Then they passed the wilderness, crossed the river Jordan, and entered the promised land that God had promised them, Canaan.
其实我们看到这整个一段的以色列人经历，就是说出了我们受浸的意义。
This whole experience from the Israelites, it talks about the significance of baptism.
我们受浸就是说到了我们要出埃及，过红海，经过旷野，过约旦河，进入到迦南地。
Our baptism illustrates that we have to out of Egypt, pass the Red Sea, and passing the wilderness, and cross the river Jordan, enter Canaan.
一方面，我们借着受浸，我们来表明，我们来见证说，我们已经过了红海，我们已经脱离了黑暗的权势，我们已经从世界当中已经分别出来了。
On one hand, when through our baptism, it illustrates that we can testify that we already passed the Red Sea, we already passed the wilderness, and we are out of the bondage of this world.
但另外一方面，我们也知道，借着受浸，我们也来表明，也来见证说，我的旧人已经倒闭在了旷野，我现在是一个新造的人。
Through our baptism, it illustrates the old man, the old me has already died in the wilderness. Now I'm a new creation.
我的受浸见证说到，我一个新造的人，我要起来，我要过约旦河，我要进入到神的应许之地。
After I am baptized, now I'm a this new creation needs cross the river Jordan, enter the promised land.
所以我的受浸见证包括说，我现在是一个征战的战士，是一个要起来征战、要得产业的人。
I baptized, and now I enter the promised land. It testified that I am a warrior. Now I need to go fight for the inheritance.
所以借着受浸，让我们看到神在我们身上这个完全的一个救赎。
Through the baptism, let us to see the perfect salvation that God has given to us.
我们的救赎不仅仅是说出了埃及，过了红海，与世界分别。
Our salvation is not talking about we're out of Egypt, we pass the Red Sea, and then we are separated from the world.
我们的救赎更是要说到我是一个新造的人，我现在是一个可以征战的战士。
Our salvation is even more talking about we're the new creation, we are the warrior in the battle.
我的救赎要说到我现在是过了约旦河，要进去，要征战得胜。
My salvation tells me now I need to cross the river Jordan. I need to go to the battle and win victory.
我的救赎是说，我要进去得神所赐给我们的应许之地，神所赐给我们的产业。
My salvation tells me that I need to go to the enter the promised land, and I need to take my inheritance that God has promised.
所以神救我们不仅给我们这样一个生命，神救我们是要让我们得更丰盛的一个生命。
So the Lord saved us not only to give us this life, but He will let us to have a victorious life.
我们也看到我们属灵的生命要能够不断的成长，我们可以得到更丰盛的生命，只有借着征战。
So we see, if we want our spiritual life to grow, we have to go into the battle and win victory.
当我们在埃及，在世界里的时候，是没有生命的。
When we're in Egypt, when we're in the world, there's no life in us.
当我们出了埃及，过了红海与世界分别之后，我们就得着了神给我们的生命。
But after we are out of Egypt, we crossed the Red Sea, we were separated from the world, and then we received life.
但我们这个生命不能只停留在这个旷野，旷野是神来训练我们的地方。
But our life, we cannot stop in the wilderness. But the wilderness is the place that the Lord trained us.
旷野是神来训练我们，能够来成为一个战士，成为一个能够征战的人。
The wilderness is the place that God will train us as a soldier so we can fight the battle for Him.
旷野是一个地方，让我们能够被神能够预备好，能够来进入到约，能够过约旦河，能够来进入到征战，并且得胜的人。
The wilderness is a place that the Lord prepare us to cross the river Jordan and go to the battle and then win victory.
这就是神向着我们每个人的一个心意，这就是神在我们每个人身上今天的工作。
That is the will of God and that's the work of the God for us today.
我们记得当以色列的百姓过了红海之后，百姓就向耶和华唱歌。
We remember after it realized, past the Red Sea, and they sang to the Lord.
他们就赞美神说，因他大大战胜将马和骑马的头在海中。
They praise the Lord and it says, He has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the riders have been thrown into the sea.
百姓说道，耶和华是战士。
The people says, The Lord is a man of war.
而当以色列的百姓过了到了约旦河，神则来对百姓来说。
After they pass the River Jordan, then Lord come to encourage them.
百姓来鼓励他们说，让他们刚强壮胆。
The Lord encouraged them, say, be courageous.
因为现在他们自己是战士。
Now themselves are the soldiers.
神要带领他的战士去征战。
Lord will lead His soldiers to go to the battle.
神要带领他的战士去征战得胜。
The Lord will lead His soldiers to go to the battle and win victory.
所以神让我们看到，我们只有借着我们起来征战，我们的生命才能不断的能够长进。
So the Lord led us to see only through the battles our life can be grow.
若是没有任何的一个征战，或者是我们不起来征战，我们不愿意进入征战的时候，我们的生命就不会有长进，我们的生命就不会更丰盛。
If there is no battle, or if we do not want to be in the battle, our life will not grow, and then we will not receive the abundant life.
所以正是为着这个原因，是我们的神带领我们进入到这个征战。
For such reason, it is our God led us to enter into the battle.
我们的神不仅带领我们进入这个征战，也是我们的神帮助我们能够来征战得胜。
Not only He helped us to go to the battle and then to win the victory, and then He helped us.
当我们能够来起来征战的时候，我们就才能够来经历什么叫做从一个得胜到另一个得胜。
When we rise up to the battle, then we will experience from victory to victory.
所以我们这里，我们求主的灵今天能够来感动我们，来催促我们，也来激励我们。
May the Spirit of the Lord to touch us, to urge us, and to encourage us.
求主赐给我们一个起来征战的灵。
The Lord, may the Lord give us a spirit of a warrior.
一个要过约旦河去征战得胜得产业的灵。
A spirit that we will cross the river Jordan to go to the battle and to take the inheritance.
正是为了这个原因，我们就看到是神带领以色列的百姓过约旦河。
For such reason, it is the Lord guiding Israelites to cross the River Jordan.
正因为这个原因，是我们的神让他们过了约旦河之后，就进入到第一个征战。
For such reason, after they cross the River Jordan, they have their first battle.
就是攻取耶利哥城。
That is to take the city Jericho.
我们看到耶利哥城是我们每一个基督徒都要来面对的，是无法逃避的。
We see the city Jericho is for all the Christians that we have to face. We cannot escape from it.
耶利哥所代表的就是阻碍我们在迦南地得产业的一切的事物。
The city Jericho represents everything that is to stop us to receive the inheritance.
我们要面对许多我们外面看得见的耶利哥城。
We have to face a lot of city of Jericho's outwardly.
我们是会面对到很多的环境，很多的难处。
We will face a lot of circumstances and hardships.
同时，我们也要认识到，我们里面也有很多我们里面的耶利哥城。
Meanwhile, we have to realize there are many city of Jericho's within us.
我们要来面对我们自己的肉体，我们的血气。
We have to face our own flesh, our own blood.
包括我们自己的思想、意志跟情感。
Include our own thoughts, will, and emotions.
我们所面对的这一个个耶利城，其实就是来阻止我们来进迦南，能够来得到产业。
All this, every single city of Jericho, they will stop us to receive the inheritance in Canaan.
这些耶利哥城在我们的面前，就是拦阻我们来得到神要我们所得着的。
Those cities of Jericho, it will stop us to receive what the Lord wants us to receive.
这些我们所面对的这些耶利哥城，让我们虽然是过了约旦河进入到了迦南，但是我们却没有办法在迦南地得着产业。
All those city of Jericho, although we have crossed the River Jordan, all the cities we are facing, they try to disable us to receive the inheritance, to disable us to receive the abundant life.
所以我们所面对这些耶利哥城，是让我们没有办法得到更丰盛的生命，没有办法能够来享受基督要赐给我们一切的丰富。
All those cities of Jericho.Will try to disable us to enjoy the riches of Christ and then to receive His life abundantly.
所以我们来要思想，这些耶利哥城是不是让我们只能停留在约旦河边呢？
Let us think of, are all those city of Jericho that we are facing to let us remain at the bank of River Jordan?
当我们经过了旷野，过了约旦河，我们所面对的不是一马平川的迦南地。
After we pass the wilderness and we cross the River Jordan, what waiting for us is not a smooth sailing.
当我们过了约旦河之后，我们所面对的则是一座座在我们面前的坚固的耶利哥城。
What we face is one by one the forfeit city Jericho.
所以我们要去攻取这一些。耶利哥城，让我们在一个一个这个耶利哥城能够来得胜。
Let us go take city Jericho one by one, and then that's win victory one by one.
这样我们才能够不断的能够来得着这样一个产业，我们的属灵的生命才能不断的能够来长进。
So we can be victorious constantly, and our life will grow constantly.
那么这一个一个耶利哥城是怎么被攻取的呢？
How does Jericho be taken one by one?
我们看到以色列这些百姓在耶利哥城，他们是如何得胜的呢？
Let's see how Israelites take the city Jericho in victory.
我们马上就能明白到耶利哥城的得胜是神征战的得胜。
And immediately we will realize the victory of the city Jericho is the victory of the Lord.
在我们来看什么叫做征战得胜之前，我们先要来看到底什么叫做得胜。
Before we talking about win victory, let's first to see what is victory.
我们人眼中的得胜，往往是我们要赢得一些什么，我们要得着一些什么。
In the eye of man, victorious means we have to win something, we have to gain something.
我们要赢，或者是赢得到一些我们看得见的东西，这个好像就是我们赢了。
We have to gain something that we can see. That's kind of to gain victory in our eyes.
但这不是神眼中的得胜。
That's not a victory in the eyes of God.
在神眼中的得胜，就是我们像约书亚一样，当我们脱下我们脚上的鞋，站在神那边的时候。
In the eyes of God, the victory is when we take off our sandals, we stand on the Lord's side.
神眼中的得胜，就是我们像摩西当日一样，向神举起我们的手的时候。
The victory in God's eyes is like we are like Moses when we raise our hands to the Lord.
每当我们脱下我们脚上的鞋，站在神这一边的时候，这个就是得胜。
Whenever we take off our sandals, we stand on Lord's side. That is victory.
每当我们向神举起我们的手的时候，这就是得胜。
Whenever we lift our hands to the Lord, that is victory.
每当我们能够来顺服神的旨意和带领，这个就是得胜。
Whenever we obey God's will and then we under His guidance, that is victory.
这个就是神要带领我们，叫我们经历的得胜。
That is the victory that the Lord wants us, the Lord guides us and wants us to gain.
所以我们看到我们在耶利哥城的时候，以色列百姓征战的时候，我们完全看不到人的兵器或者人所用的任何的战术或者战略。
So in this battle, the Israelites faced the city Jericho, we do not see the weapons of man, and the man's strategies.
百姓当时所做的就是顺从神的吩咐来绕城。
All they realized what they did is they obeyed the Lord and they circle around the city.
绕城就是他们征战的方法。
To circle around, the marching around the city, that's the way they fight.
在人的眼中，在仇敌的眼中，好像这个征战的方法实在是非常的可笑。
In the eyes of man and eyes of the enemy, this is really ridiculous.
所以当以色列百姓这样一天一天的绕着城的时候，我相信以色列人城里的人一定在耻笑他们，在轻看他们。
When the Israelites march around the city day by day,One by one, I think the people in the city must laugh at them.
觉得这些人是非常的愚昧。
They think they are fool.
但我们知道，这个就是我们征战得胜的方法。
That we know that's the way how we win the battle.
我们不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠神的灵。
Not by might or by power, but by God's Spirit.
神带领我们的征战是一个任何的征战是一个属灵的征战。
All the battles we face are the spiritual battles.
一切属灵的征战只有倚靠神才能得胜。
All the three spiritual battles can be won only rely on God alone.
当我们每一个人来面对我们面前的这一个个耶利哥城的时候，我们是用什么办法来征战的呢？
When we face the city of Jericho one by one, by what means we go fight?
我们有没有单单的倚靠神，倚靠我们神的灵呢？
Do we really rely on our Lord and the Spirit of God only?
我们每天平时我们每天的读经祷告许多的聚会在很多人的眼中看起来好像就是在绕城
Our daily Bible reading and the prayer meeting daily in people's eyes is like we're marching around the city Jericho
我们好像就是这样一天一天的在绕
We're circling it day after day
一天过了一天好像也看不到什么变化
Day after day, we don't see any change.
但我们要知道一件事情。
But we have to see one thing.
如果我们是能够站在神让我们所站在这个地位上，这个就是得胜。
If we stand on God's ground, this is victory.
这其实就是耶利哥城的得胜。
That is the victory of City Jericho.
我们要发现一件事情。
We discover one thing.
以色列百姓在耶利哥城的得胜不是发生在第七天最后一天。
The victory that Israelites to take the city Jericho is not happen on the seventh day, the last day.
我们就觉得只有耶利哥城墙倒塌的时候才叫耶利哥城的得胜。
We think the city Jericho collapse, that is called victory.
其实他们在耶利哥城的得胜是开始在当时百姓愿意顺服神的吩咐起来绕城的时候他们就已经得胜。
Actually, the victory is starting day one when they are when they obeyed God's will and then start circle the city.
以色列人百姓在耶利哥城，他们第一天愿意绕城的时候，他们就已经得胜了。
They already won the victory at the first day when they are submit themselves to the Lord and is willing to circle, marching around the city.
而且他们一直持守住这个得胜，直到神所吩咐的最后一天。
And they hold fast this victory to the last.
这就是征战得胜。
That is to fight the battle and win the war.
历史历代以来，许许多多的圣徒，他们忠心于主，顺服于主的吩咐，为主能够来站立。
From different time and from different generations, all the saints they are faithful and they submit to the Lord.
他们能够来持守住神所吩咐让他们所占这个属天的地位直到最后这些人在神的眼中就是得胜者
and then they have hold fast their position the Lord's will stand on Lord's side and to the last that is the victory
这些人就是在神的眼中是征战得胜的人
those are the people in God's eyes who are victorious who are victors
每当我们能够来忠心于主能够来顺服完全顺服主的吩咐能够来站在这个属天的地位上的时候我们就是神眼中的得胜者
whenever we're faithful whenever we obey to the Lord's will whenever we are standing on our heavenly position and that in God's eyes we are victors
我们求主来帮助我们 来做个得胜者。
May the Lord help us to be victorious.
当约书亚带领以色列百姓进入迦南地征战的时候，我们读圣经发现，一共总共有七年的时间。
When Joshua led Israelites enter the Canaan and into the battle, there are total in 7 years.
他们在这七年征战的过程当中，打了非常多的仗。
Among the 7 years, they are into many battles.
在所有这个征战的当中，只失败过一次。
Among all the battles, they only be defeated once.
就是他们在爱城的失败。
That is, they were defeated at the city of Ai.
我们可能觉得在迦南地这么多大大小小的征战当中，只失败过一次也没什么大不了。
Probably we think it's not a big deal. Among all that battles, they only lost one.
我们所有的人都有失败的经历。
We all have been defeated. We all have experienced defeat.
我们也常常在爱城的面前失败逃跑。
We're often be defeated and then fled from state of Ai.
很多时候，当我们失败逃跑之后，开始的时候我们还会觉得羞愧，我们还觉得懊悔，我们还会觉得自责。
In the beginning, when we are defeated, we might feel ashamed, we might feel upset.
但慢慢当我们失败逃跑的次数多了之后，好像我们也非常习以为常。
After we were defeated many times, we think it's a normal thing.
甚至失败之后，我们好像里面也没什么感觉了。
Even after we were defeated, we don't feel a thing.
觉得我们基督徒的失败可能就是我们生活中的一部分。
We think the failure of as a Christian, that's part of our life.
到最后失败好像就成了我们基督徒正常的生活。
To the last, to be defeated is like a normal life of Christians.
但是我们要知道一件事情。
But we have to know one thing.
我们要知道神赐给我们的生命是一个得胜的生命。
We have to know the life that the Lord gave us is a victorious life.
神所赐给我们的生命是一个可以不失败的生命。
The life that God gave us is that when we will not be defeated.
就像神所赐给我们的生命是一个可以不犯罪的生命一样。
It's like the life the Lord gave us that we are able to not to sin.
因为这个生命是一个可以可以不失败的一个生命。
Because this life can enable us not be defeated.
所以我们的生命可以从一个得胜到另一个得胜。
So this life can lead us from victory to victory.
我们这个生命可以带我们能够来得胜一直到底。
This life will lead us to win victory to the last.
正因为这个得胜的生命，我才不敢稍微失败。
Because this victorious life, so I dare not be defeated.
所以我们不要灰心失望。
Do not be discouraged.
我们要从任何的失败的当中寻找失败的原因。
We have to find the cause of the failure from any of our failures.
让我们来对付和除去这些失败的原因。
So that we can deal and remove those causes.
让我们可以从这些失败的当中能够来被恢复。
Then we will be restored from our failures.
让我们能够来重新征战得胜。
Though we can go to the battle and then win victory again.
因为我们的神是带领我们要从一个得胜到另一个得胜的神。
Because our God is a God who can lead us from victory to victory.
就像当时以色列百姓从爱城的失败当中被神来对付、被神来恢复之后。
It is like Israelites when they were defeated from Ai and then they were restored by the Lord.
他们重新在爱城得胜。
And they win the victory again. No, they win the victory at the Battle of Ai later.
之后，他们不断的攻取城池，打败诸王。
Later on, they were in battles from city to city.
在约书亚记十二章当中，特别的列出了。以色列约书亚带领以色列的百姓在迦南地所胜过的所有王的名字。
And they defeated many kings. In Joshua chapter 12, it listed all the kings that they win the battles.
圣经把这一个个他们胜过的王的名字都记录了下来。
Bible,
一共有31个王。
Bible have recorded all this the king's name total is 31.
这就是从得胜到得胜。
This is from victory to victory.
这就是以色列的神要带领他们从一个得胜到另一个得胜。
This is God of Israel, guided them from victory to another victory.
所以我们要从以色列百姓在爱城的失败当中，我们来一同能够来学习，能够来知道他们失败的原因。
Let us to learn the lesson from the Israelites they were defeated from the city Ai.
好让我们能够像当时约书亚跟百姓一样，可以从失败的当中能够来出来，能够来重新得胜。
That is to find the causes of their failure, so that we can deal with those failure causes, and then we will win victory.
下面我们要从当中的其中的两个失败的原因当中，我们可以一同来学习。
Let's learn together from the two causes of their failure.
他们第一个我们会失败的原因是我们忘记了神。
The first cause is we forget about our Lord.
我们知道爱城的失败是紧接着他们在迦南地的第一个得胜，就是在耶利哥城的得胜。
We know they were defeated at the city Ai. It's right after they win the victory in the battle to the city Jericho.
当他们攻取了耶利哥城之后，约书亚就从耶利哥城打发人去窥探爱城。
After they have taken the city Jericho, Joshua sent people to go to Ai to spy out.
那些探子窥探爱城回来之后，他就报告说，爱城比他们刚刚攻取的耶利哥城小许多。
Those spies, they returned to Joshua and then reported to Joshua. He says, the city Ai was a lot smaller than the city we just taken, the city Jericho.
他们说我们不需要像在耶利哥城的时候用一阙的精兵，我们只要两三千人上去就能够来攻取爱城。
They say we don't need that all the people went up there. We only need 2,000 to 3,000 people to go.
所以我们看到结果他们就三千人上去，竟然在爱城的面前逃跑。
Then they went up with 3,000 people and they fled from city Ai.
而且爱城的人击杀了他们当中36个人。
And the people in Ai, they killed 36 people.
我们看到当以色列百姓在面对爱城的时候，他们忘记了神。
Now we see the Israelites, when they faced the city Ai, they forgot God.
他们忘记了是神来为他们征战。
They forgot it was God fought for them.
他们忘记了是神使他们征战得胜。
They forgot it is God fought for them and win victory.
他们好像突然觉得耶利哥城是他们的兵丁所攻取的。
It seems they think the Jericho is taken by their soldiers.
所以小小的爱城不必用一切的军兵。
So is the city of Ai, the small city of Ai, you don't need to all the people go there.
他们忘记了他们攻取耶利哥城跟他们的兵丁没有任何的关系。
They forgot the victory they took city Jericho has nothing to do with their soldiers.
跟他们兵丁的多少没有任何的关系。
It's nothing to do with the numbers of their soldiers.
他们只是听从了神的命令来绕城来呼喊。
They just obey God's commandment and then just circle the city and then shout.
他们在耶利哥城能够征战得胜，不是出于他们的军兵，不是出于他们的人数，而是出于神。
The victory they win in the battle of city of Jericho is not out of their people, their soldiers, the number of them. It is from the Lord.
其实我们看到这些在爱城失败的以色列人，可以说他们都是得胜者。
Those people who were defeated at the city of Ai, they were actually the victors.
他们都是经过征战得胜的人。
They are the victors through battles.
可以说他们都是曾经的得胜者。
We can say they were the victors.
当我们有了一些得胜或者有了第一次得胜的经历了之后，好像我们就觉得我们已经有了得胜的经验了。
After we win victory, maybe the first victory, and it seems we have the experience of winning battles.
我现在好像是一个有经验的得胜者。
Now I'm an experienced overcomer.
我已经胜过了一个坚固高大的耶利哥城，所以一个小小的爱城自然不在话下。
I have defeated the 4 feet big city Jericho. Now the small city of Ai is not a big deal.
当我们如果是在这种光景的时候，我们就只看见了我们的自己，我们自然就看不见神。
In this situation, we only see ourselves, and then we do not see God.
当我们能看不见神，我们就忘记了我们的神，我们就离开了我们的神。
When we don't see our Lord, we will forget our Lord, and we will depart from our God.
我们就不再依靠了我们的神。
Then we no longer rely on our God.
这个时候，我们就已经失败了。
At this point, we already be defeated.
以色列人在爱城的失败，不是他们逃跑的时候。
Be defeated at the city of Ai is not at the time they escape from the city.
他们的失败是在他们忘记神的时候就已经失败了。
They were defeated at the moment when they forget the Lord.
我们刚信主开始读圣经的时候，我们发现有很多地方我们不太明白。
When we just saved, we discovered there's many places in the Bible we do not understand.
我们可能就在读的时候，在学习的时候，我们来求主来帮助我，来开启我。
When we read, we'll ask the Lord to help us to enlighten us.
但慢慢的过了一段时间，我开始对圣经有了一些明白之后。
After a while, after we have some understanding of the Bible,
我们读经查经的时候，好像发现，好像我什么都明白了，我什么都知道了。
When we study Bible, it seems like I know it already.
我可以很快的，我就可以来分享。
I can share very quickly.
我可以很多的时候，我就可以用以前所积累的，我就来分享。
I can share by whatever I learned from before.
慢慢的，我就不再来寻求主，不再来倚靠主，不再来求主来帮助了我，来开启我。
Gradually, we will no longer ask the Lord to help us to enlighten us.
这就使我们成了一个所谓的有经验的基督徒。
Then we will become so-called experienced Christians.
我们就不再倚靠神，我们就离开了神。这个时候我们就已经在失败的光景当中。
Then we no longer rely on the Lord and we will leave the Lord, then that we will fall in the state that be defeated.
我们怎么知道我们已经落在了忘记神的光景当中？
How do we know that we're in the state that we forget our Lord?
当我们觉得我们所面临的事情是一件小事的时候，
When we think what we face is it's a small matter.
当我们的觉得众民都不必上去的时候，我们就已经开始忘记了神。
When we think we don't need all the people go up there, then we start forget our Lord.
我们要明白，我们所面对的一切的事情，一切的征战都是属灵的征战。
We have to understand all the battles are a spiritual battle.
地上的征战或许有大小之分。
The wars on the earth may be great or small.
但属灵的征战没有一个征战是小的。
But all the spiritual battles, there's no, not even one is small.
没有一个征战是小到可以靠我们自己的能力，我们的自己的力量去对付的。
There is no battle that is small that we can face by depending on our own strength.
当我们忘记了神，远离了神，即使是最小的征战，即使是我们面临的最小的试探，我们都无法胜过。
If we forget our God, we depart from the Lord, even if it's the smallest battle, the smallest temptation, we will not able to win victory.
当我们忘记了神的时候，自然也就忘记了神的话。
When we forget our God and we will forget His words.
神当时对以色列百姓明确地说，不可取那当灭的物。
God told them very clearly, keep away from the accursed things.
我想没有比这个命令更加清楚的了。
I think this command couldn't be more clearly.
但我们看到以色列人却忘记了神所吩咐他们的。
But the Israelites forgot what God had commanded them.
他们取了当灭的物。
They took the accursed thing.
所以以色列人在仇敌面前就站立不住。
That's why they couldn't stand before their enemies.
神也给了我们许多非常明确清楚的命令。
God has given us very clear commandments.
神在我们个人生活当中给了我们非常清楚的命令。
God gave us clear commandments regarding our daily life.
神在我们夫妻生活当中给了我们非常清楚的命令。
God gave us clear commandments regarding our marriage life.
神在我们儿女身上，在家庭生活当中给了我们非常清楚的命令。
God has given us clear commandments regarding our children, in our family life.
神也在我们的聚会生活当中给了我们非常清楚的命令。
God has given us clear commandments in our church life.
但我们有没有忘记这些清楚的命令呢？
But have we forgotten about all those clear commandments?
我们有没有故意忘记这一些清楚的命令呢？
Do we forget about those clear commandments by purpose?
我们有没有为着自己的一些好处，自己的一些方便，故意不去遵行这些清楚的命令呢？
Is there anything we disobey His commandment and for our own benefit?
当我们忘记了主的话，没有来遵守主的话的时候，
When we forget the words from our Lord and we did not obey His words,
我们就会像当时的以色列百姓一样，在仇敌面前一定站立不住。
We will not stand on ground like the Israelites.
我们一定会落在失败的光景当中。
We will fall into the defeated state.
当我们忘记了神的时候，自然我们也不会来等候神。
When we forget about our Lord, naturally we will not wait for him.
我们看到当以色列百姓来准备攻打爱城的时候，他们忘记了神，忘记了耶和华军队的元帅。
When the Israelites prepare for the battle to take city Ai, they forgot about the Lord. They forgot the Lord is the command of the Lord.
他们没有来等候他们的元帅，没有来求问他们的元帅。
They didn't wait, didn't inquire of their commander.
如果他们还是像以前那样来等候、来求问耶和华的时候，我相信神一定会来告诉他们一件事情。
If they were like before, they wait for the Lord, they inquire of the Lord, I'm pretty sure the Lord will guide them.
神一定会来告诉他们，在他们中间有隐而未现的罪。
The Lord will tell them, among you there are sins against the Lord.
要来告诉他们，先要来对付、除掉这个罪。
They will tell them you have to deal with the sin first.
这样他们就不会在爱城失败。
Then they won't be defeated at the city of Ai.
但感谢主，纵然百姓当时忘记了神，但是神没有忘记他们。
But praise the Lord, even though the people forgot God, but God didn't forget about them.
神没有因为人的忘记、人的远离而离弃神的百姓。
God did not depart, forsake His people because the people forsake Him.
所以，当以色列百姓在爱城失败之后，当约书亚和百姓重新回到神的面前的时候，神就来恢复他们。
After they were defeated at the city of Ai, when Joshua and the people returned to the Lord, and the Lord restored them.
当我们什么时候转向神的时候，神就什么时候转向我们。
Whenever we turn to the Lord will turn to us.
所以，当我们在失败的光景当中的时候，
When we're in the state of failure,
我们要来问一下我们自己，我们有没有忘记神？
We have to ask ourselves a question: Do we forget the Lord?
以色列百姓在爱城的失败是来提醒我们，叫我们不要忘记神，不要忘记神的话。
The failure that Israelites at the city of Ai remind us: Do not forget the Lord. Do not forget the words of the Lord.
我们一切的属灵征战，只有靠主能够得胜。
All the spiritual battle only win by the Lord.
我们只有能够与主与神一同同在的时候，我们才不会失败。
When we are in the presence of God, then we will not be defeated.
我们才能从一个得胜到另一个得胜。
Then we're able to win victory from one to another.
征战失败的第二个原因是我们没有来对付罪，或者是说我们忘记了来对付罪。
The second cause to be defeated is we do not deal with the sins, or we forget to deal with our sins.
我们开始读的圣经当中，神已经非常明确地告诉了以色列百姓，他们失败的原因就是在当灭的物上犯了罪。
When we read the scripture, the Lord clearly told them the reason they were defeated because they have sinned against the Lord, because they have taken the accursed thing.
有一个叫亚干的人在耶利哥城取了当灭的物。
A person who called Achan, he took the accursed thing.
我们看到因为罪在他们当中的存在的一个缘故，他们就落在失败的当中。
Because sin is among the midst of them, so they were defeated.
而且这个失败因为这个罪而带来的死亡。
And then because of this thing brought about the death.
当中我们看到在爱城失败当中，他们死了36个人。
In the defeated of the city of Ai, they lost 36 people.
所以我们再一次被神来提醒，能够来看到。
We were reminded again, and then we need to see.
在哪里有罪，就哪里有失败；在哪里有罪，哪里就有死亡。
Wherever the sin is, wherever the failure is. Wherever has the sin is, wherever is the death.
那么亚干取了什么当灭的物呢？
What Achan, what accursed things that Achan took?
亚干所取的当灭物是一件美好的示拿衣服。
The accursed thing that Achan took is a beautiful garment from Shinar.
示拿就是巴比伦，就是这个世界。
Shinar is Babylonian, it is this world.
在这个世界当中有荣华富贵，在这个世界当中有美好的衣服。
There are richness, prosperity in this world, or there are beautiful garments from this world.
这个美好的衣服能够来打扮我们，叫我们能够来成为美好。
This beautiful garment will make us to be beautiful.
这美好的示拿衣服让我们舍弃了基督来成为我们的衣服，基督成为我们的美好。
And make us to be a beauty. And this beautiful garment of shiner led us to depart from the robe of Christ, and then we will depart from Christ.
不仅如此，示拿的衣服在神的眼中是当灭的物。
Not only that.The beautiful garment from Shinar is a cursed thing.
当灭的物就是死亡的物。
The accursed thing is death.
所以你拿了一件示眉，这示拿的当灭的物，就是把死能够来重新又带到我们的当中。
You took a beautiful garment from Shinar, that is, you bring death to you.
一件示拿的衣服就把我们与这个世界与属地的事物又连接在了一起。
A garment from Shinar has connected us to this worldly world.
我们的失败一定是我们当中，我们生命当中有一件示眉的示拿的衣服。
We were defeated. It must be there is a beautiful garment from Shinar.
所以我们要来常常来检查我们的心，看我们里面有没有示拿的衣服。
We have to examine our hearts to see if there is a beautiful garment from Shinar.
也来常常省察我们的心，来查看我们里面有没有贪爱示拿衣服的心。
We have to examine our heart to see if we coveted the beautiful garment from Shinar.
我们要来求主能够来光照我们，叫我们能够来除去我们心中、我们生命当中这一件一件的示拿的衣服，来除去这些当灭之物。
May the Lord enlighten us to let us to see if we have this the beautiful garment from Shinar. Let the Lord take away from it, and then one by one, and then to remove that cursed thing.
就像神当时叫以色列人百姓来审查、来自洁一样。
It is like God led the Israelites to examine to purify themselves.
神叫他们先按着支派进前来，接着按照众族进前来，接下来按照家世进前来。接着按照他们的人丁一个一个的进前来。
God led Joshua brought up by tribes, by family, by household, man by man, come forward.
我们看到神要做的洁净是一个完全彻底的一个洁净。
We see the purification from the Lord is a complete purification.
我们每一个人要一个一个进前来，到神的面前来蒙光照，被洁净。
We have to come before the Lord one by one. We will be enlightened and then be sanctified.
我们要来让神来查看我们的生活、我们的侍奉当中的方方面面。
We have to let the Lord to examine our lives, our service, each and every aspect.
来查看每一个支派、每一个宗族、每一个家世、每一个人丁。
Examine by tribes, by family, by household, and man by man.
要这样一样一样的带到主的面前，被主来光照。
One by one will be brought to the Lord and then be enlightened.
好了，我们能够来除去我们里面的示拿的衣服。
So that we can remove the beautiful garment from Shinar.
除去我们里面贪爱的心，除去我们这一切的罪。
And to remove the heart of a covet and then all the sins.
好了，我们不再失败，而是征战可以得胜。
So that we won't be defeated and we are in the battle and win victory.
当初神对以色列百姓不仅说到不可取那当灭的物，而且也警告他们说，恐怕你取了当灭之物，就连累了以色列的全营，使全营受咒诅。
Not only the Lord told them clearly, say, do not take the accursed things. At least you become cursed when you take off the cursed things and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it.
神清楚地让我们看到，任何一个人的犯罪会影响到全体。
God lets us to see clearly any person's individual sin will affect the whole family.
因为神是把我们放在一起，放在一个身体当中的。
But because the Lord put us in one body.
当我们拿了那当灭的物，当我们犯罪的时候，我们可能不觉得我们会影响连累到别人。
When we took the accursed things, maybe we don't think we will affect the whole being.
我们可能以为这只是我个人的事情。
We think that's my personal matter.
但我们从亚干的事情上看到，他的犯罪不仅仅影响到他的自己。
From the sin of Achan, we know not only his sin is not affect himself.
他的犯罪影响到他的儿女，影响到他的全家，影响到他的所有。
The sin that he committed affect his family, his children and all that he had.
他的犯罪更是影响到整个以色列的全营，使全营受到咒诅。
And affected the whole camp of Israel and make the whole camp were cursed.
这一切的起因只因为他做了一件不该做的小事。
All because the small thing that he shouldn't do.
拿了一件美好的示拿的衣服。
He took a beautiful garment from Shinar.
但正因为这件小事，却影响到整个以色列人。
Because of this small matter, but affect the whole Israelites.
一方面，我们不要轻看神要我们做的任何的小事。
On the one hand, do not despise any small things that the Lord have given to us.
我们要忠心与神叫我们做的小事。
We need to be faithful and then do all the small things that the Lord have assigned us.
同时不要去做神不要我们做的任何的小事。
Meanwhile, do not to do the small things that the Lord led us to do.
一件小事可以让神的家被建造起来。
A small thing can build up God's household.
一件小事也可以让神的家被破坏。
A small matter can destroy God's household.
我们中间没有一个人是单独的。
None of us are just a single person.
我们所说的、所行的，哪怕是最小的一件事、最微小的一句话，都会影响到我们周围的。
Whatever we say, whatever we do, even if it's the smallest matter, it will affect the people around us.
会影响到我们的孩子，影响到我们的家庭。影响到我们的弟兄姐妹，也会影响到我们的聚会。
Will affect our children, our family, our brothers and sisters, and our gathering.
我们中间任何一个人的冷淡，必定会影响到整个聚会的属灵光景。
Any person's coldness must affect the whole spiritual condition of the congregation.
我们中间没有一个无足轻重的人。
There is no one among us is insignificant.
在我们中间没有一件微不足道的事。
There is no significant thing among us.
我们每一个人都应该是一个警醒征战的人。
Each one of us should be an alert and fight a person to alert and fight.
我们没有一个人要成为一个是连累人的亚干。
None of us can be a person who trouble others like Achan.
在我们的生活和侍奉当中，面临着一个一个的征战。
In our life and our service, we face a battle one after another.
让我们每一个人都是在这个征战的当中。
That is all in the battle.
都是征战的战士。
At all to be the warrior.
而不是成为一个连累人的人。
And not be a person who trouble others.
当约书亚和以色列百姓在爱城失败之后，他们重新回到了神的面前。
After they were defeated at the city of Ai, they returned to God.
从他们中间除掉了当灭的物。
They removed the accursed thing.
当他们再次来攻打爱城，那个曾经让他们逃跑的地方的时候，就成了他们得胜的地方。
When they come back to take the city of Ai again, that place who they used to fled now becomes the place to win victory.
爱城是他们曾经失败的地方。
City of Ai is the place that they used to be defeated.
但爱城也成为了他们征战过程当中的一个转折点。
And the city of Ai became a turning point of their battles.
在那里，他们从失败转向了得胜。
From there, they turned to be defeated to win victory.
今天神召我们能够来进入到迦南去征战，让我们能够来征战得胜。
Today, God called us to go to the Canaan to go to the battle.
神要我们来经历征战得胜，从一个得胜到另一个得胜。
God wants us to experience in the battle and to win victory from one to another.
让我们能够来不断的得着产业，得着基督的丰富。
So let us to receive our inheritance, to receive Christ constantly.
每当我们为罪所胜，落在失败当中的时候，我们要回转到神的那里。
Whenever we were overcome by sin, we need repent, we need go back to the Lord.
We need
let the Lord restore us.
And let
us do not forget about the God and His words.
And do
not forget to remove the sins from us.
So
that we can win victory again.
当亚当取了当灭之物被致死之后，众人在他身上堆了一大堆的石头。
After Achan took the accursed things and the people stoned him to death, and the people put a great heap of stones over him.
那地方被取名叫做雅各谷。
That place is called the Valley of Achor.
雅各谷就成为了一个因罪被神审判的地方。
The Valley of Achor becomes the judgment place because of sin.
但很奇妙，圣经后来又提到过两次雅各谷。
Amazingly, Bible mentioned the Valley of Achor twice later.
在以赛亚书65章第十节那里说道。
In Book of Isaiah chapter 65 verse 10, it mentioned.
雅各谷必成为牛群躺卧之处。
The Valley of Achor, a place for herds to lie down.
在那里，雅各谷成为了安息之处。
Over there, the Valley of Achor becomes a resting place.
当我们看到我们的罪经过了对付，经过神的审判了之后，就带下了平安和安息。
So we see after our sins be dealt with and then be judged by God and then brings peace and rest.
雅各谷就成为了安息之处。
The Valley of Achor becomes a resting place.
最后在何西阿书第二章十五节当中又一次提到了雅各谷。
And the second time is mentioned again in the book of Hosea in chapter 15.
那里雅各谷成为了指望的门。
And there, the Valley of Achor as a door of hope.
当我们的罪经过了神的审判，不仅带下了平安和安息。
After our sin were judged by God, not only brings peace and rest.
而且让我们有了指望，有了得胜的指望。
But also give us hope, the victorious hope.
有了从得胜到得胜的指望。
And the hope from victory to victory.
雅各谷成为了指望的门。
The Valley of Achor becomes a door of hope.
这就是神永不放弃我们的爱。
That is the love that the Lord will never forsake us.
这就是神在我们每一个人身上的一个工作。
That is the work that the Lord on each one of us.
让雅各谷一个因罪被审判的地方成为了安息之处。
Let the Valley of Achor, a place to be judged by God and become a resting place.
让雅各谷一个因罪被神审判的地方成为了一个指望当然。
The Valley of Achor, the place that God has judged, now becomes a door of hope.
让我们每一个人都有一个指望，能够来成为得胜者。
Let us all have hope and become victorious.
让我们每一个人都有一个指望，能够来从得胜到得胜。
Let us all find hope from victory to victory.
好，低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感我们何等的感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
因为你把你的儿子赐给了我们，成为我们的产业。
Because you have given your son to us as our inheritance.
我们实在也说，你赐给我们的产业实在是美好。
We have to say the inheritance you have given us is wonderful.
求你也赐给我们一个要进去得那美好产业的这样一个渴慕。
Give us a thirst that we want to go to take the inheritance.
赐给我们征战得胜的灵。
Give us a spirit that we go to the battle and win victory.
好使我们能够来得着你要让我们得着的产业。
So that we can receive the inheritance that you have predestined for us to receive.
我们求你叫我们不要忘记神，不要忘记神的话。
May you help us not to forget you and not forget your words.
我们求你不要让我们忘记来对付我们的罪。
And let us to help us do not forget to deal with our sins.
让我们不要落在失败的光景当中。
Let us not fall into be defeated situation.
我们何等的感谢你，因着你这永远不放弃我们的爱。
We how we thank you because of the love you have for us will never forsake us.
因着你赐给我们这样一个荣耀的一个盼望。
Because the glorious hope you have given to us.
今天让我们可以不敢稍微失败。
So that we do not dare be defeated.
让我们每一个人都是一个得胜者。
Let each one of us become a victor.
让我们每一个人都能够来经历从得胜到得胜。
Let us all to experience from victory to victory.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
奉主的名祷告。
And we pray in the name of our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.